Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of December, recording at 5:44 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Earlier than usual, but this is sort of the wind-down period, and this is my penultimate broadcast for 2009. Now, a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, we have seen mostly very small declines. It's been a quiet period. In Asia, the China A-share index was higher, but most other stock market indices saw a very modest decline. As did Europe, pretty well all under 1%, except for the Swedish OMX, among the major ones that I'm looking at. Wall Street's down a fraction as I speak, as of the other Americas, with the exception of Toronto, which was down yesterday. Now, in long-dated government bonds, again, extremely quiet. The U.S. dollar is a fraction steadier here, and that has weighed on precious metals a bit, although they're mostly well off the lows on the day, but easier. Silver, with the silver being the underperformer here. 1684 as I speak. Now, in the agricultural commodities, again, we've got, white sugar is higher, and grain bean complex is mixed, and say it for the last time, a quiet day. And generally, as we reach or approach year end. Okay, so what's going on generally? Well, there is some interesting news, and I really do feel, looking at stock markets generally, that the patterns are extremely firm. As you know, stock markets, most stock markets, have been in a corrective phase, or so Owen and I have described it that way for the last 3 months or more. But all the leaders are really quite steady within that corrective phase, and that includes China, it includes the leading European stock markets, it includes the U.S. stock market indices, it includes Australia and the U.K. So all the big boys, and not least the resources leaders and the Asian emerging market leaders, India, very steady. And they look to me to be poised for an upward break. Now, when you get a large trading range, why do I feel that we're likely to get an upward break rather than suggesting that this might be part of an overall top formation development process? Well, a top development process is usually much choppier. This has been really quite orderly. And it has looked like what we've called it all along, which is a partial mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages that we show so often. Also, the monetary policy remains super accommodative. And that's hardly a background in which we would expect major top formations to be developing. Bull markets don't die of old age or apathy. They are assassinated by central banks, as we've said, for so many decades. And the assassination policy is one of monetary tightening. Well, we're obviously not seeing anything like that right now. So instead, I think stock markets have been seeing and actually completing the long consolidation process that enabled them to digest some of those earlier gains. That's also allowed the fundamentals to catch up somewhat, at least in terms of corporate earnings. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't see quite a strong performance commencing in January. And looking through some of the Fuller Money, but my own personal top 10 investment holdings, I mentioned India, looks the JII fund, It looks to me as if this is, again, completing a consolidation and likely to break upwards shortly. Leaders in that region, Vedanta, where I have a small stake, powering ahead. And once again, the miners in general look good. BlackRock World Mining Trust looks as if it's going to break upwards relatively soon, and it's got an 18% discount to net asset value. So that's strikes me as really being quite attractive. So I'm quite hopeful, as we approach the new year, that we will get an attractive market environment at minimum in the first quarter of 2010. This is a bull market, and it rolls on, in my opinion. Long-dated government bonds, there are a number of people who want to short them. I'm fully in sympathy with that, but I don't see the technical justification to do it just yet. Remember, the big buyers of government paper are the governments themselves. And that type of support that we've seen for most of this year is likely to frustrate the bears who want to go in and short those long-dated government bonds in anticipation of rising yields. Again, I think they'll be right, and I've said on many occasions they'll be right at some stage, but I don't think that the moment is nigh. If I have one concern, and one's always got to have a concern, it's the current underperformance of gold. Gold, having accelerated higher at the end of November, beginning of December, was certainly due for a pullback in consolidation, but this has been a bigger reaction than I would have expected. It hasn't violated any important support or even minor support. But I would expect, if my first quarter bullish forecast, with this, with the fourth quarter rally in gold continuing in the first quarter, then I would expect gold to show some clear upward dynamics relatively soon. It's not doing that. At this stage, that doesn't mean that it won't, but I'm just saying that I'll feel more comfortable about it when I do see that type of upside action. Why, other than hoping, might I be hopeful that that will occur? And I'll point to the strength of copper and industrial metals generally, the firmer performance also of platinum, although that slipped in the last couple of days. Here, but it had run back up to the higher side of its range, up near the $1,500 level. So the action generally is quite good, and even crude oil, which had been underperforming, has bounced right back up at $79.59. So I think we've had a little bit of rotational shifting of positions here, with some people taking profits in the precious metals, especially in gold. And opening up stakes in some of the other commodities, industrial commodities, particularly the industrial metals. And the two are not mutually exclusive, of course, and on a commonality basis, I would not expect to see a bullish environment for industrial metals and a bearish environment for precious metals. Perhaps there's some selling of gold occurring from some other quarter that hasn't yet registered, such as the rest of the IMF's position that was due to be sold. And no doubt, whatever news there is behind this move, we will become aware of it in the weeks and months ahead. But as I say, that's the only short-term concern that I have. I would like to see some upper dynamics in gold and silver. It's really gold, and if that does it, then silver will follow as a high beta version of gold, the role it usually plays. And meanwhile, I think gold is in a buying range at this level, and I've done a little bit of nibbling around this $1,100 level recently, although not in the last couple of days. And I think that's about it. Best bet as we end the year, though, is that stock markets will have a good run in January. Now, I'll come in tomorrow and do a short comment of the day and sort of a mid to late afternoon wrap up audio for the year. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.